think we're all frustrated coming in after the final whistle. You know, obviously, we've been on a good run, and it was disappointing to let that kind of run go at Chesterfield. But, I mean, they worked really hard on the day and obviously took the goals well and won the game. So we just got to bounce back now and hopefully put another run together.
Overall, do you think the defence is in a good place? Having spoken to Peter Ramage and spoken to Danny Wilson recently, they say that things have certainly improved in recent weeks.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're getting more settled as a team, and I think results would show that. But obviously, we can still improve. I think there's a long way to go in the season, and we just keep improving. And as you said, I think defensively we have tightened up a bit. Obviously, Peter's coming on loan, and I think his experience has really helped. So, you know, obviously we're still trying to improve and climb the table.
Conceding goals at home has been the big issue, hasn't it, really? Because you've been quite tight on the road, haven't you?
You're more positive at home, obviously being the home team and going out to try and win the game, where obviously away from home, you maybe, especially against the better teams, you know, obviously we went to Sheffield United and, you know, we were defensively sound. A couple of home games coming up now, so it'll be important, obviously, to try and keep a few clean sheets and obviously pick up a few points and climb the table.
How big is that you've got 5 out of the next 7 at home to end the year, to go into the Christmas period, knowing that you're going to have a lot of home games at Oakwell coming up?
Yeah, obviously it's important. We've had a good couple of results away from home. It's and then it's 11-11, so it's obviously, I think it's important. If we can put a good run together, then you know, let's see where we are Christmas time, and hopefully we won't be too far off the playoff situation and look to build on that again in the new year.
Are the players looking at the top 6? Is that the target?
Obviously, we just... I think we try to take game by game. You know, obviously, we still... Obviously, look at the league table. We still are way off that. So it's... I'd say we're definitely looking up and not looking down. You know, the confidence is high in the group, I think. And, you know, the results that we've had have shown that. It's up to us to bounce back now. Obviously, we have a disappointing result. But I think it's how we bounce from that.
How have you found it so far, being back at Oakwell this year? Was it a pretty easy move to make, given that you'd spent that previous spell at Barnsley before?
Yeah, I think it certainly helped, obviously, knowing the club before. And, you know, it's great to be back. You know, I'm really enjoying my time here. I know it's a great club, as I say, since I've been there before. So it's really pleasing. You know, I'm really enjoying my football. So, as I say, hopefully we could climb the table and look to challenge.
Is the big thing for you just to get regular games again? You had it last year with Doncaster, didn't you? But you're going to turn 30 in January. I think you played less than 170 games in your career professionally. So, I mean, this is the time, isn't it, to play every week now?
Yeah, of course. I just want to enjoy playing football. You know, obviously, I spent 4 years at Chelsea, didn't play much. But as I say, like Doncaster last year, I enjoyed playing for. I played well. So I just want to keep show people my ability on the pitch and just enjoy it, really. As I say, I haven't played too many games over the last couple of years, so obviously I'm not going to try and build on that and have a successful season this year with Barnsley.
We obviously don't have Premier League teams in this region, Ross. We have a lot of young players who end up making those moves to Premier League clubs, as you did yourself with Chelsea. What kind of advice would you pass on to young players who are maybe put in that position where they can go to a big club, maybe not necessarily play every week, but have that experience playing in the top flight, featuring with the top flight club, compared to maybe more regular football at a lower level? What advice would you pass on to young players?
I think it comes down to the first choice at the end of the day. I think it's down to them, obviously. It's very difficult to, you know, obviously if a Premier League club comes calling, it's very difficult. You know, everyone wants to play at the highest level. You know, it's up to the player whether they want to take that chance. And obviously, if they do well, then they become a Premier League player. You know, it's difficult in a career whether you get that chance. And I don't think it's an easy one. I think it'll be down to the player and advisors and family then to discuss what they feel is best for them in that time of their career.
I suppose it's tough, isn't it? Because when that opportunity comes, if you turn it down, it might not come again.
Yeah, of course. You just never know. Football's, you know, it's a short career. It's anything can happen. You know, you get an injury, you know, a couple of weeks later, a long-term injury, and, you know, you might never recover from it or not recover the same way. You just never know. And I think, you know, it's down to... All my decisions have always been from me. You know, obviously, I get advice from family, friends, but end of the day, I make that decision, and it lies with me. And, you know, I wouldn't change anything personally in my career, what I've chose to do. It's, you know, it'll end up how it ends up, but... And I say it's just it's not easy, I don't think, as a young player then to get the chance to go to a top club. I mean, how do you turn that down?
Is it just a case of any player, you know, whatever the level, whatever decision you make, you've just got to make it a good decision?
Yeah, of course, you've got to make what you think is right. You know, obviously, no one makes a decision thinking it's the wrong one, you know. You know, obviously, you've got to weigh up all the options that you have and, you know, decide which option is best for you and then give it your best shot. And, you know, as long as you do that, I don't think you can have any regrets.
You've got your old club coming up soon. Is that a game that you look forward to? Do you like playing your old clubs?
Yeah, it's one that I'm looking forward to. Obviously, it'll just be another game with obviously I know a lot of players there, so it will be just another game. Obviously, I'm looking forward to seeing a couple of the lads again. They're a great set of lads, and I'm really looking forward to it. And it should be a tough game for us.
What about the next one with Scunthorpe? They've got a new manager in Mark Robbins. They seem to have picked up their form recently. What do you make of this as a test at the weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be another tough test. You know, I don't know how many games we've played this year, but every game has been tough. We haven't had an easy game yet. You know, it's a tough league, and it's going to be down to us to put in a good performance. And I feel if we put in a good performance, then most likely us will win the game.
Do you think it's a tougher league than people give it credit for? Because there isn't necessarily, like last year, we saw Wolves just blow the league away. They had parachute payments. They had the money there. We saw other clubs who had that sort of spending power. That's not necessarily there this year, but it is more even across the board, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. You know, it's obviously, we haven't had an easy game this year. Obviously, Wolves last year, big club, obviously big attendances, the parachute payments, like you said, makes a big difference. But I think it seems like an even league. Obviously, we haven't played everyone yet, but we've played the teams at the top, and you know, we don't think there's a massive between ourselves and them. But we've also had some tough games from teams at the bottom of the league. So, you know, people talk about the championship of being anyone could beat anyone on any given day, but I believe it's the same in this league.
And you have beaten some good teams, haven't you? I mean, you probably should have beaten Bristol City. You got the good result at Rochdale, beat Sheffield United. So you've shown what you're capable of, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just trying to, as I say, try to find that consistency, which we did for a few results. We've had a setback, but obviously the best teams have less setbacks and bounce back quickly from the setbacks that they do have. So that's got to be the aim for us.